केशवैतिना पतिमत्रचरित्राय स्वार्षितानञ्च बालिने जीवदुःखे सदार्थाय नाम प्रीम प्रियाय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनम गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदारे कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुग्रहाय ते टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस यू नो गदाधर पंडित द पावर ऑफ गौरचंद्र एंड इन अदर वर्ड मोस्ट बिलेवेड ऑफ कृष्ण राधिका राधिका इज गदाधर पंडित सो टुडे इज द
Disappearance
day of Srila Gadadhar Pandit, Gaur Shakti Gadadhar Pandit. And also, today is the disappearance day of Satchidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Manifestation or Prakash Vigra of Gadadhar Pandit. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya. Pranam to again and again pranam to Sri Satchidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya. By Bhakti, not only Bhakti, the very advanced stage of bhakti is prem, and more than that, snehman pranay rag anurag mahabhav. By this, one way is pleasing Radha and Krishna conjugal is bhakti vinod. Always pleasing. To whom? To Radha, Srimati Radhika and Krishna. You can know that any male form also can serve Krishna. But no male form can go to Radhika. In female also, not anyone Brahmini or anyone can go and serve Radhika. Even Yashoda mother also not serving, but like giving
blessings
and by all these things. So only teenage gopi can serve. Especially in guidance of any gopi, in the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami. And who is she? Kamala Manjari. So Kamal, who is Kamal Manjari? One of the manifestations of Srimati Radhika, that is Gadadhar Pandit. The Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namini. Satchidananda Namini. Satchidananda, then Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Satchidanandanam ne who is Satchidanam?
Krishna Sam Satchidanam.
Krishna himself or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sat, Chit and on. Oh, ever transcendental Sat. Sat means?
Existence.
Existing transcendentally.
How existing? Beautiful Nandanandan Swarup. Three-folded. Oh. Everything like flowers.
Arrows.
Arrows of flowers. Smiling.
Playing on flute.
Playing in flute. These cheeks. Very beautiful. Oh. These like
eyebrows.
And looking very crooked. All are so sweet and attractive. This is Sat. And Chit, knowledge. But not knowledge here. Condensed form of
knowledge. Mood, bhav.
What? Like bhav. What bhav? By Mahabhav, more than that, Rudadirud. Because she is the maid servant of Radhika, and Radhika has Madan, Modan, Mo. So, something part of that also be in Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Sat, Chit and Ananda. Anand playing with Radhika and all the gopis. So Sat Chit Ananda Krishna himself. Oh, Bhakti Vinod Thakur always serving them in high class. Even Lalita cannot go there. They will wait and they will ask from the maid servant of Rup Goswami, Rup Manjari. Oh, can we go now? Oh, yes, you can come. Oh, wait a little and then come. So, Kamal Manjari, Bhakti Vinod Thakur in this way, serving Radha and Krishna Kanjuga. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya. Gaura Shakti means?
Gadadhar Pandit.
Gadadhar Pandit. Gaur Shakti. How serving? It seems that not she is serving Mahaprabhu. But what doing? Oh, serving always. Looking after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How he is playing my part? I have donated my mood. But she is not now empty. If anyone is taking my mood, it not means that I am empty. Gadadhar Pandit is still in full Radhika form there and all moods are there. Krishna is imitating. He is playing the mood of Radhika. Understand it not meaning that, oh, Gadadhar Pandit like now is zero because Krishna has taken his mood. Not like this. So, Gadadhar Pandit is at that time even is fullest form. Everything is there. And he is what? Looking after Krishna that whether he is playing by part well or not. And sometimes chastising also. Sometimes
prompting,
helping. Oh, you are doing wrong. But in such a style that anyone cannot
understand.
Even Gvesh, in very skillful manner, he is doing all these things. भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय. सो ही द स्वरूप ऑफ गदाधर पंडित. सो भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर, सो हाई क्लास ऑफ दिस. वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू ऑब्जर्व द डिसअपीयरेंस डे ऑफ सच ए एलिवेटेड हाई क्लास ऑफ what gopi and also associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You cannot imagine, even if anyone is not giving something, glorifying him, you cannot glorify. I also know that ISKCON devotees cannot glorify Swamiji in highest way. Never, because they have no idea. How they can glorify? So anyone without hearing from higher class of Vaishnavas, they cannot glorify, even they cannot know, understand who was Bhakti Vinod Thakur. In one sentence, like Rupa Goswami told in one slok, four lines, what? The essence of whole teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in slow, one slow. Aradho Bhagavan Vraje Satanayas Tat Dham Vrindavan Ramya Veshe Paskar Vajur 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 do all things, then what should all remain? Aradhyo Bhagavan Vraje Satanaya Tat Dham Vrindavan Ramya Besh Ramya Vashi Kupasana Pajupadu Varge Naja Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Puranayamalam Prema Kumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaro Nahapara. In his one slok, he has glorified all the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, also, Rupa Goswami, in one slok,
क्रमेण रसना मनसि नियोज्य तिष्ठन व्रजे तदानुरागी जनानुगामी कालम नये राम इत्युपदेश सा. और इन वन श्लोक एंड भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर इन वन पैर टू लाइन्स वन वेरी सिंपल. एंड व्हाट इज दैट? डू यू रिमेम्बर? कृष्ण संसार करी छाड़ी अनाचार जीव दया कृष्ण नाम सर्व धर्म सार. व्हाट इज द मीनिंग? गॉन गॉन देन आई विल पुश योर this, if you are. In simple language. What?
Simple.
It's a clear mute. It's not Ross Tattva Acheneki. Madhav Mahal.
Krishna Sansar Karo Chhadiyona Chal. So, we have to do Krishna Sansar, that means Krishna will be in center. In household life, the materialistic person, they keep their wife in their center, but who is devotee, but they are maintaining their household life, they keep Krishna in center, then it will be Krishna Sansar. Chhadi onachar, have to give up all kind of bad habits like kutinati, jeevhinsan, etc.
And Jive Daya Name Ruchi Sarva Dharma Sar. And have to be merciful for our living entity. How? For this reason, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told, if you turn the mood of propensity of any jivas towards Krishna is the best mercy for jiva. So you have to make him understand that you are not this physical body, you are eternal soul. And what is your service? To serve divine kapu. Like Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has told, Tishthana Braje Tadanu Ragi Jananu Gami. Being this mood, have to serve divine kapu. This is the mercy for jiva. And Name Ruchi, and have to be keep taste on holy name of Krishna. So for Ruchi, you have to surrender yourself in the lotus feet of bona fide Gurudev, and Vishwambhina Guru Seva, have to serve Gurudev like intimate friend, and gradually to bhajan kriya, anarthani vritti, nishtha then Ruchi. Name Ruchi, and this is the best for all of religion. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur told this only two prayer, the essence of all things, teachings of Rupa Goswami and our Guru Parampara.
Krishna ra sansar kari, chari anachar. Anachar means
like
those things which are adverse,
unfavorable
for Krishna. Aparad, unwanted things, anartha, dhamaparad, namaparad,
sevaparad,
dhamaparad, all these things, criticizing Vaishnavas, not obeying Guru, and all these things. To take what flesh and open, fish, meat, eggs,
smoking,
drugs,
gambling.
I even know that some of the devotees taking some drugs.
Ganjabon.
And some they take
marijuana,
cigarettes and other things. Oh, you should be very careful. Very careful. You can be like householder, no harm, but not lusty. Istri Sangi, Eka Sadhu, Krishna Bhakta. These are like Mayavadi, if lusty. So be like our rishis, maharshis, and like Indian family, always serving Krishna. So giving up all kinds of anachar, which is not helpful for devotee, everything he should give up. And do Krishna sansar like gopis have done. What Krishna sansar? The world of Krishna, the family of Krishna. Like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Sakha, gopis, cows, all are like Krishna sansar. They are serving Krishna. So you should try to serve Krishna in this way, Krishna sansar. Jive Daya, helping all
living entity,
conditioned souls, helping them by Hari Katha. If you don't know Hari Katha, how you can? So you should know all these things and help others. Jive Daya. Try to give in his heart all the conditioned souls the mood of serving Krishna, the tendency to serve Krishna, this Shraddha, you should try. And by this, Jiva Daya Krishnam Sabudhavasa. you should preach name. You should try to give. What is name? Name is same as Radha and Krishna, conjugal. But in some cases more than himself, Krishna. Krishna, whole mercy and whole power is invested in Krishna. If anyone wants to achieve prem, braja prem, or anyhow some taste in Krishna name, but he is not chanting name with taste, knowing all these things, and anyhow he completes 4 rounds, 3 rounds, sometimes 16 rounds, but with not, with pure heart, love and affection. Heart melting, tears in eyes, if he cannot do, then what he endeavors is like what? To ascend in a sky by the help of raining drops, showers. Understand? Shower is coming from a sky, from clouds.
Someone to climb on the sky.
And you want to climb on the
sky.
Sky by the help of
raindrops.
Raindrop.
Can you do? Can you go to sky? All are standing or not understanding. Are you?
You want to go up in the sky?
You should
explain.
Clarify this. You. No, that person. Yeah, you. You should. What I told.
You say
Shalgram. I don't remember names.
Shalgram.
You say that unless one chants the holy name with tears and desires.
Oh, be silent.
Sincere affection.
Oh, be silent here. Louder, please.
Should the Gurudev has explained that if a person does not chant the holy name of Krishna with faith and with tears in his eyes, then it is like trying to climb into the sky by stepping on raindrops that are falling down, and that is a hopeless endeavor.
Yes. I know that many of the devotees, they don't do like this. How test should come, they don't want to follow. Anyhow, or doing that, I should make my 16 rounds, 2 rounds, 4 rounds, sometimes never. And they want this, high class of Krishna prem. How are you managing? Your whole energy, where? Sense gratifications and worldly things, desires, money making, and here and there. You'll have to give your whole attention, whole energy, whole in the power of whole senses, mind, tongue, and
moods, body.
Body and all kinds of mood, which Rupa Goswami has told from beginning. Then you can achieve that. Nishtha. And then Ruchi. Otherwise you want to do so many things in this world. A baby came. You cannot hear Hari Katha. Always problems here, there. Who is making problem? You yourself. Your mind and activities are
creating problems.
Making problems. Then what to do? We should give up all these things and become like a renounced order sannyasi. Oh, even you cannot do. You can see here and there that so many sannyasis, they left everything and they came in same darkness. So you should follow all these things. It is a very big chance for you all.
Golden chance
for you all, my dear friends. Try to follow. You should look in your heart deeply and then see what we are doing. Will it be helpful, favorable for our bhakti or not? Where my energy is going? Krishna has given this energy and this human body only for what thing?
To do bhajan
and realize very soon. But if your energy is going here, there, and no energy for bhajan. Oh, in my old age or my
next birth
I will do. And if you are hog there, or any like dogs all, or anything like donkeys, then what will be? Can you do bhajan? You cannot. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling this whole essence in two lines. Jiva Daya, Name Ruchi. Name is himself, Radha and Krishna. Very powerful. So you should go. Also, don't neglect your Gayatri Mantra. Not in hurry, you should do all these things. Oh, praying Krishna, I wouldn't die. Here, there, and thinking. Oh, it will not do. Very, very calm and quiet. Don't think anything, only this mantra. At the time of Sandhya Gayatri. And chanting names sometimes, in morning and evening, you should do. Then it will come. Now it is 8:00, very quickly passed away. I think that in all classes, after me going, Madhav Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj, Van Maharaj, and all very qualified devotees are here.
Shabarani.
You should like a seminar. Today you should discuss on the glories of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit. You know that Gadadhar Pandit had taken birth in Navadvip, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth in Navadvip. Oh, very nearby to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house, Sachi Maya. Gadadhar Pandit Bhavan is also there. And from beginning they were playing, quarreling each other. Like Gadadhar Pandit, Mahaprabhu, Jagadananda, Swarup Damodar, what name?
What was the name of
Swarup Damodar.
Purushottam Acharya.
Not Purushottam Acharya at that time. When he went to
Kashi.
Kashi, then he became. Otherwise he was Purushottam. So all were naked friends. Lamotiya Yar.
Lamotiya
Yar samjhate hain. Lamotiya Yar. No clothes, no garment, nothing. Like babies, small, like here. But they take something. But they nothing, quite naked, burning, playing always. And when they grow, they become a student or in same school. Gadadhar Phaki, Mahaprabhu Phaki. Phaki, you know? Arguments of Vyakaran, grammar. Phaki. In India it is only, not, especially in Bengal, especially in Navya Nyay. Mahaprabhu Phaki, Vyakaraner Phaki, Nyayer Phaki, especially Nyayer Phaki. You cannot understand.
Mukundabhudu bhoye pasa chule jetan Mahaprabhu
bhoye. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being less agent, even, he used to
defeat
all Gadadhar Pandit and all. And sometimes Gadadhar, he did not wanted to meet with
Mahaprabhu,
Gauranga. And he wanted to pass away from another lane. And Mahaprabhu what? Oh, he is going away. Oh, he, Nitrukut way he used to meet him. And to ask so many questions. So, once Jagadananda, not Pandit at that time, a boy, baby, he quarreled with Mahaprabhu, Gauranga.
Nimai Pandit.
And he never returned to his home. And he was on the sand of
Ganges.
Weeping. Beach of Ganges.
Bank
of whole night.
Weeping.
And in the, just in midnight, he suddenly, Mahaprabhu saw Gauranga. Where is Jagdan? Where is Jaga? And searching him. And he went to the bank of Ganges. And he saw that there he was weeping bitterly. Why you are weeping? Why you quarrel with me? I never used to quarrel to you, but you quarrel to me, and again you weep.
Give up your angry mood, come with me.
And Mahaprabhu also began to weep, and he embraced and brought him. And both at the midtime, they took something from Sachimaya and they took. Otherwise, they were fasting. In this way, all our baby friends, Gadadhar Pandit, when Nityananda Prabhu came from Vrindavan, search him, his Kanaiya Bhaiya. Kanaiya Bhaiya, you know?
Brother Chris Kanai.
Brother Kanaiya.
Krishna.
Gopal of Mother Yashoda. And he came to Navadeep in the garden of
Nandanacharya.
Nityananda Prabhu told his associates, especially Srivas Pandit, to search. Where is any high class of devotee has come reached today? You should go and search. They could not. Whole day. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Srivas, Sri Ramai, Gadadhar, Jagai, and from all taking, he went there. Advanced on the door and entered. And there what? He saw Nityananda. Oh, the two eyes became four eyes. And Mahaprabhu ran towards Nityananda. Nityananda ran towards
Mahaprabhu.
They could not meet. Fell flat. And that time, Gadadhar Pandit. Varaha pidam natavargapu karnayo karnikar vipradabhasah kanaka kapisham vajayanti chamalam randhan venu radhar sudhaya purayan gopa vrindai vindarannam sabadaramanam prabhishat gita kirti. All began to wait in such a way. In such a pathetic tone he
recited.
She sang this kirtan. That both more they began to weep. And then they brought Nityananda Prabhu there, so Gadadhar Pandit also. Also in Nagar Sankirtan movement, Gadadhar was Pandit, was most helpful for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always like surrendered. He never knew without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could not have his life, maintain his life without Chaitanya Gauranga. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he also went to Puri. And he told that, oh, I will be always in Puri. He took sannyas of Chitra sannyas. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to come to, decided to come to Vrindavan, oh, he told that no need of Chitra sannyas. I cannot live, I cannot maintain my life without you. Mahaprabhu told that, what?
Mere matha ka? The fault will come on my head.
Huh?
The fault will come on my head. It will be my fault.
I will be responsible for breaking your vrata.
So, Mahaprabhu told, and he gave a vow.
Vow.
For him, that don't come. I don't want to
break your vow.
This. But he became faint. And Mahaprabhu, in his faint, stays he left. How pathetic it was. And when Mahaprabhu entered in his past leela, he entered in the Gopinath temple of Gadadhar Pandit, where Mahaprabhu used to go to hear his Bhagavad from his mouth. In very sweet utterance of Bhagavad slokas and very deep philosophy and mood, he used to explain Srimad Bhagavatam, and Mahaprabhu used to hear all these things. And one day he wintered, and he never returned from that temple. And then Gadadhar Pandit also left his life. And gradually Sultamudha, Rai Ramananda, all began to. Well, then Raghunath Das Goswami left. Why left? All remembering, and like
snakes.
Biting like poisonous snakes. Always. Here and there. Everywhere he reminded Mahaprabhu. He could not be there. And he left it and came to Vrindavan in the shade of Rup Sanatan. And Rup Sanatan, they told that you should be in Aradha. And thus, there he was. But always lamenting, weeping, doing bhajan. So Gadadhar Pandit is so glorious. And also Bhaktivinoda. So I request you that you should hear from them, from Chaitamrita or anywhere. And in your classes, you can discuss about the two Gadadhar Pandit and Sri Bhaktivinoda. I will come just at 5:30, and we will speak about other things also. Oh, tomorrow is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. No.
Gundicha Mandir Margin.
Very splendid. And then Rath Jatra, festival. Then Hera Panchami will come. Also, then the dialogue between Mahaprabhu and
Swarup Damodar Prabhu and Srila
Damodar. And about Pratap Rudra Raja. Jayati Te Dhikam Janmana Braja Srayati Indira Sasadatrai Daita Deshatam
Dikshutavakas Twaiti Tashavas Twaiti Vate.
Like this. Very important things. I think in a year or two or 3 years we cannot explain all these things so elaborately. I want to give you, this is our, what? This is our object and aim and object of our bhajan and sadhana. If you can only
touch
or you can smell all these things, you will be successful. Your life will be successful. Amen. Go Premanand.